Welcome to the Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos. Now here's your host, Tom Temin.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. My guest today is Jonathan Scholl, president of the health group at Leidos. Jonathan, good to have you on.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Let's start with the range of activities that Leidos does for the Veterans Affairs Department.
Yeah, thank you. So first of all, Leidos Health is about one-fifth of a larger corporation called Leidos, and we're really pleased and honored to have served the VA for about 30 years. I hope to serve them for another 30. So as a veteran myself, and my son being a veteran, we're well aware of the great services the VA provides our nation. As for Leidos, we are the largest health IT services provider to the Department of Veterans Affairs. And in fact, we are the ninth largest health IT company in the country. Things we do for the VA, we have worked on the VISTA program for years and years. We perform disability examinations for veterans. They come into our clinics and discover what benefit that they qualify for. We run data centers, the six large data centers for the VA in the various regions, and we host remote third-party applications. We run a website and a web-based application that veterans and their families can use to determine their benefit, to see the status of claims. There's a much talk in Washington today about interoperability. There is a service out there called the Bidirectional Health Information Exchange that the VA and DOD are currently using to share data between the two agencies, and Leidos runs that.
So you have a really broad overview, and I guess maybe uniquely among contractors is you touch the veterans themselves through the clinics, as well as work on the back-end IT and the data centers. And having been in the commercial sector, what can VA learn maybe from the commercial side and possibly vice versa?
Yeah, it's a great question. When I started my career in health technology, and I won't tell you when that was, but when I started my career, I remember standing on the West Coast in a large commercial academic medical institution, and we were implementing health technology there to help their patients. And one of the things we were doing with the doctors there was looking at who's really good in our nation, and the VA was at the top of the list because the VA has really good clinical outcomes and has for quite some time. Now, you don't often hear that in the news. You hear about wait times and areas for improvement, and like any great institution, they seek to improve all of their facilities. And so, you know, that's always stayed with me, is understanding that the VA is a really, really phenomenal care delivery platform. I would say that, look, as you're a person aging in the United States, you carry with you a certain disease burden. Maybe as a veteran, you carry things from war, but we all, commercial or veterans, are products of our lifestyle, of where we live, of how we act, of what we eat. And I think there's much to learn between the VA and the commercial sectors.
I guess maybe the VA has the advantage of having some idea of the background of the people before it.
Beforehand, yeah. Yeah, and it's why the interoperability of medical records and service records is so important.
Tell us more about the intake clinics and what Leidos does there and what you learn from that experience that might inform the other activities that you do for VA.
Sure, you bet. In our 20-year history of supporting veterans in medical disability exam service, Leidos and the VA have really developed a deep partnership, and it's continued to evolve through the years. So imagine being a veteran 20 years ago, and I was, right? A little more than that, but when you carried a paper record around and you didn't depart from that paper record.
You haven't gained an ounce either.
And I have not gained an ounce. but you carried that record around, and so what Leidos did was schedule those patients in, read the medical record, get them the kinds of care intervention services that they deserve from the service in the military. Through the years, we have innovated and extended our services with the VA. And so what have we done? Digitized for the VA the service record, helped digitize medical records, And today, what used to be manual and telephone-based is automated natural language processing and a lot of interaction with the veteran electronically with our clinics.
And as the veterans population has moved from the Vietnam era, and actually for that matter, the World War II era, moving into the more recent conflict, you've got a different generation of user, which is more comfortable digitally, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think that's a trend that we see in lots of areas of our society. And you know, it really portends what veterans need from the VA and what citizens need from our commercial health systems. To get back to your observation that, you know, commercial and VA are related, they want to interact in different ways.
And also dealing with, getting back to the system side of things, dealing with VA's data centers, also their clinical systems and Vista, and also with the new healthcare record that they're developing, and that's a long-term project. You must have a lot of experience across many programming environments, which when you get down to brass tacks, you really need to modernize.
Yeah. In fact, yes, Leidos has a commercial business that is, today I have about 800 people in 200 hospitals around the country doing implementations of electronic health records of all kinds, Cerner, Epic, Allscripts, and so on. And also doing legacy support for those same health systems.
And how does the adoption of the Cerner system that will eventually come, how does that affect the choice providers that are outside of VA but are integral to the whole healthcare delivery system? They may not have the same system.
Yeah, it's a core issue that the VA and frankly the DHA needs to deal with. So we can't expect that every service provider is going to be on the same record system. So the topic of interoperability really matters.
Okay, on that point, we're going to take a short break here. My guest today is Jonathan Scholl, president of the health group at Leidos. And I'm Tom Temin. And our discussion today is using technology to transform care in the VA, sponsored by Leidos, here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
Welcome back to the discussion, Using Technology to Transform Care in the Veterans Affairs Department, sponsored by Leidos on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. My guest today is Jonathan Scholl, president of the health group at Leidos. I'm Tom Temin. And Jonathan, let's talk about the areas that have been giving VA some challenges, like scheduling. And what is the issue there, and what do they need to do, and how can you help them get over that really long-standing challenge and some other IT ones?
Sure. Well, like most consumers progress through time, and in today's day and age, veterans want to schedule themselves. They want to control their own destiny. They want to go in at the times that they want, not be told what times to show up. And so I think that's a big challenge for the VA. Leidos is currently implementing a new scheduling system with the VA and Epic systems, actually. So that's part of it. The other is moving between community providers and the VA themselves. The VA doesn't provide every service. The community does provide services. And so moving patients with the information that they need and the exact specification around what needs to be done so that it gets scheduled out in the community and the veteran comes back with everything done that needs done is another challenge. And so we're addressing that with them.
So it sounds like an information exchange issue. If I'm scheduling with an outside choice provider or I'm scheduling with Veterans Affairs itself, one of the healthcare providers within, or maybe both, everyone's got to know what's going on.
It is. So making data available as well as making sure that what needs to get done outside the VA is done and only done. Because if more gets done outside the VA, then cost accumulates. So if a test is done in the VA and can be available to an outside provider, we don't need to repeat a test or a drug prescription, things like that.
Well, especially when it comes to a drug prescription, if that's done inside and outside and both sides don't know about it, you could have some adverse health concerns.
Yeah, and so those things have to be coordinated. That's absolutely right.
And so in this whole idea of data exchange among differing systems, is there anything to be learned from the bi-directional effort between VA and DOD?
There are a lot of health information exchanges out there. The one that we operate with DOD and VA is an example. But that is one type of solution for data interoperability. Of course, the medical record, the electronic health record companies themselves have some solutions as well as other third parties. This is not a technical problem. It's technically easy to exchange data. The question is what data, when, for whom, for what purpose? And getting that defined is actually pretty complex.
Yes, that's right. Always a bugaboo in government for many, many years is data elements from system to system have to match up so that one person's date doesn't become the birthday, you know, in another system and vice versa. And that still takes a lot of hand work, doesn't it?
Same problem in the commercial side as well. You know, frankly, one of the biggest problems is this the same person as I saw last time, a unique patient? Am I looking at the same person? That's a very complex problem.
Sure. And let's switch gears here a little bit, because I know that Leidos has been working with VA with respect to what is one of the great challenges of successive administrations, and that is trying to get that suicide level down among veterans.
Yeah.
I think the accepted number is 20 or 22 a day. Veterans take their own lives, and that's pretty much an urgent need. What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of efforts going on in the administration pushing this as a top priority. Leidos has a 30-year history of helping the military health members and their families in substance abuse counseling and suicide prevention. You know, have algorithms and quantifiable methods that we use to intervene in the military. For the VA, of course, we do disability examinations, and so we do behavioral health exams for the veterans and then get them into clinical treatment protocols that they need.
Because I guess if you can remove some of the physical ailments, whether disability-inducing or just simply making life difficult, sometimes the mitigation of those then lessens the stimulus to suicide, correct?
Yeah, you know, you're really describing a topic that's near and dear to me, and that is health is not just the absence of physical infirmity. It's actually the presence of psychosocial well-being, right? It is, am I financially well? Do I have a network of supportive family or friends around me? And am I physically well? It's all those things.
All right. So how do you think the VA needs to move forward to make sure that they maybe institutionalize or systemize, maybe artificial intelligence, I don't know, to flag people and get them early on so that they get that rate of suicide down?
Yeah, I'd really say two things that we're thinking about and talking to the VA about. One is, if you think about a military member transitioning from service to veteran status, they have a lift in their step. They're starting a new career. They've made a decision to go do something. It's not, they don't self-report enough that they may have problems or be experiencing problems for a number of reasons, right? Some may be, I don't want to limit my future employment opportunities. And some may be they feel symptoms have subsided because they're excited about their new future. So one opportunity we believe is, periodic rescreening during the first year of separation from service. You know, 3 or 4 months into a new career, you know, when reality sets in and new housing sets in and new family things set in. So we would say that's part of it. Another part of it might be the ongoing modeling and predictive modeling of a veteran through time. So we know that some of the older veterans experience depression and have suicide events. You know, are they connected enough? Are we seeing them enough? If we see a drop off in communication with a vet, can we actually use that information to intervene? Those are a couple areas we're looking at.
So it can really become a big data exercise to harken back to the reality of behavior in the real world.
That's right. Yeah.
Is VA working on that?
No, I believe they are. And, you know, is it all into production and out there yet? Well, I think in both commercial and in the government, that's new territory that's being discovered.
But you're hopeful that we can get that way.
Absolutely. I know we can.
We're going to take a pause here for a short break. My guest today is Jonathan Scholl, president of the healthcare group at Leidos. I'm Tom Temin. Our discussion is using technology to transform care in the VA, sponsored by Leidos. on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
Welcome back to the discussion, Using Technology to Transform Care in the VA, sponsored by Leidos here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. My guest today is Jonathan Scholl, president of the health group at Leidos. And Jonathan, let's get to the issue of the fragmented and confusing nature of the healthcare system, whether you're a veteran or anybody else for that matter. From that standpoint of the would-be patient, they face a lot of questions and difficulties in just getting into the system. And I guess your thought is that data interoperability might be the beginning of an answer to that whole conundrum.
I do believe that. We hear a lot about data interoperability, and I think that is a necessary condition in order to improve healthcare in the United States. And I do mean all over the United States. The listeners and you and I personally have experienced this lack of real navigation and understanding. And our veterans experience it. But there are a lot of health systems out there that have all the data they need across their entire system because they're on one platform, right? And yet they still experience the same problems. And the insight I think that Leidos would suggest is we need to use that data inside the clinical workflows of care delivery in order to make the patient's experience and care better. Here's an example. When you step on a scale at home and you happen to be a heart failure patient, does that data make it into a case management regime that says, hey, you're gaining weight. This is a problem. We need to get you on a different medication or you need to come in for a visit. Or if you have a knee replacement, there are only four or five things, maybe 10 things that you just really have to get right. So for example, Tom, did you get up and walk within 4 hours of your knee replacement? If you don't get up and walk within 4 hours of your knee replacement, your recovery can last much, much, much longer. And so using the data that we interoperate with inside the reminder and workflow system of care delivery is critical. And that's not just in a hospital. That's in your home. That's in the rehab facilities, that's in the post-acute facilities, you know, all the way back into home.
I guess in the privacy issues aside, you could even say if someone has an alcohol problem that they've been treated for, geolocation services could say, hey, they're in O'Malley's bar right now. And maybe the clinician could say, hey, what were you doing in there? I hope it was ginger ale.
Yes, same type of problem. So,
and another issue with data and large data sets, especially that might be accumulated by a large healthcare organization like VA, is they still have variation in care quality from facility to facility. That's certainly true of VA as it is in many hospital systems. How can data better be used to eliminate those variations to the good side?
Yeah, exactly right. And that's why I keep going to the workflow issue, because if we do joint replacements or we do outpatient care in a very same way, you get the same information at the same time across all the venues of care, then we can start to lower clinical variation. And it's a big issue.
And of course, you have big data to look at all of this and analyze it all. But then when it comes to the individual patients, you have only their individual records. And so somehow that has to relate to the workflow so that the decision-making person on site at that knee or whatever it might be at that heart, that chest, has what they need to make a good decision.
That's exactly right. I call it little data, big workflow. So while we may collect all this data and it gives us indication of what the best practice may be, right there at the moment when a patient is sitting on the table with a doctor or with a nurse, are you engaged in smoking cessation program? Are you exercising? Those are the kinds of questions that don't require a lot of data. It just requires action in the moment. And so workflow matters a lot.
Now, under the VISTA system, does VA have the workflow qualities that it needs for that level of care, I guess, fine-tuning per individual?
Is it automated? Probably no more than we find, across our country. I do think that clinicians are trained to ask the right questions and do the right things. The question is,
do we do it consistently? And I think that's really the problem. Can we use technology to help us be consistent?
So data and workflow technologies then could augment the discretion skill of the healthcare provider.
Or just provide a reminder to do something because, you know, we are in a, it is a complex set of activities that they're engaged in.
Because you can't always rely on the patient to give that prompt to the healthcare provider.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Or even tell you what medications they're taking. How many times do you go to your medicine cabinet and see a, I may have forgotten to tell the clinician that. And, you know, elderly patients suffer from the same problem.
Well, probably like many people, I've been prescribed something by one specialist, but my general practitioner doesn't know about it. And I've had to, hey, put this in the record. I'm now taking XYZ.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, okay. And then you go back to check and they haven't put it in there. Then you remind them.
Yeah.
And hope you don't keel over from some interaction. But as you implement the new healthcare record and the attendant workflow system at the VA for this, will that have that workflow idea built in?
So it certainly will inside the hospital system. We call it order sets inside the electronic health record. If you get outside of the hospital itself and think about, did I stop my blood thinner 72 hours in advance of a surgery? There's no electronic health record field that would ever get filled out at home. But we can ask the patient that via their care provider, via a mobile device, you know, their daughter or son who's taking care of an elderly patient, and so on and so on. And so there are many actors who need to do things in order to accomplish great quality care, including the clinicians.
And some of the evidence is emerging now that the great federal effort with respect to electronic health records in general across the economy has had some good effects and some bad effects in terms of complications and expense and overhead for clinicians. Looking ahead, what do you see the role of technology in helping maintain healthcare excellence?
Well, so a couple comments about that, I guess. One, it's hard to imagine anybody making the argument that we shouldn't digitize and use our tools around data analytics and workflow management in healthcare. And so how we do that and how we learn through time to use it better and better to be less intrusive in the moment of a care event and more helpful like we've been describing, I think, is the magic that we have ahead of us.
And VA has been pretty good in the past and often doesn't get credit for it, does it?
The VA was a pioneer in electronic health records. You could say they invented it. In fact, if you and you're right, the VA doesn't get credit for what they do. The last data I looked at, if you look at readmission rate, if after a heart attack, after heart failure, after pulmonary obstruction, after pneumonia, the VA is better on average than commercial hospitals in all categories. They're better on average reduced complication rates in blood clots, wound infections, things like that. So all the accepted measures that we use in the commercial side, the VA does quite well at. It's not to say that all of our healthcare system couldn't get better. We know the U.S. is high cost, but the VA is a great system.
And that's a good note to end on. Jonathan Scholl is president of the health group at Leidos. Thanks so much.
Delighted to be here, Tom. Thank you.
I'm Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. For more on this discussion, visit federalnewsradio.com. Use the search term Veterans Affairs.
Thank you for listening to Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency in Focus.